Grab the boys, grab some beers, and get lucky at Hawthorne Racecourse. Horse racing is the original sports betting and features odds on every race that can make any day a big payday. Fall is here, which means the thoroughbreds are back. Feel the thunder opening weekend as real dirt racing returns October 10th with reduced admission, drink specials, and the thrill of live thoroughbred racing. Or get in on the action at their 7 Chicagoland Club Hawthorne OTBs with races from around the globe. Big odds, big payouts. Get in on the excitement at Hawthorne Racecourse today. Future traders, what's better than trading your own money? Trading someone else's money, of course. Top Step Trader is an Inc. 5000 Chicago company with a 7-year record of providing capital to traders who successfully passed their simulated evaluation. Over 3,000 traders have already earned fully backed accounts from Top Step. Now you can tell your rich uncle to shove it and get the funding you need to pursue your passion in the financial markets. Visit TopStep.com and learn how you can earn a funded account today.
What actually makes a better toothbrush? Industrial strength power? Claims of miracle trendy ingredients? Multiple modes? If you ask your dentist, they'll tell you it's less about the brush and more about how you use it. Quip was created by dentists and product designers to focus on what actually matters for your oral health. Healthier habits. Quip's sensitive vibrations with a built-in timer guides gentle brushing for the dentist-recommended 2 minutes, with 30-second pulses ensuring an even clean. Quip automatically delivers brush heads to you every 3 months for clean new bristles right on schedule. The sleek, intuitive design is simple to use and comes with a travel cap that doubles as a mirror mount. These thoughtful features make brushing something you actually want to do twice a day. Good habits matter to live a healthier life. So help form fresh oral health habits with Quip. Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/2019 right now, your first refill is free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/2019. getquip.com/2019.
Tomorrow morning, join Mully and Haw at Dunkin'. Stop by the 1519 West Madison Street location in Chicago from 5 to 9 a.m. to see the guys broadcast live and win score prizes. Start your day with 670 The Score and Dunkin'. Chicago runs on Dunkin'.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Is the kid's head going to explode, or how do you manage?
I hope not. But that's a real question, because sometimes it can be complete paralysis by analysis if you get too much of that, right? And so that's where we're not at that point, because we have a control of it within the building. So everybody that you just mentioned, we have our own method to how we go about, you know, handling him.
We got too many people talking on TV about us.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Zach Zabin in for Mully today. And
trying to get some of these TVs in the building turned off.
You know, it's not as easy as it sounds, because I got to tell you, if I wanted to turn off these TVs in the studio, I'm not sure how I would go about doing that. So I get what Mitch is, where he's coming from. Sometimes you walk by a television in an office building, he's like, how do I turn that thing off? Anyway, we heard from Matt Nagy, we heard from Mitch Trubisky, and most importantly, we heard from Bill Cowher last segment, Zach, and I thought it was fascinating to hear him passionately, and he doesn't speak unless it's passionately, right?
Mm-hmm. Especially about football.
And he, you know, he had no ambiguity about how he would stick with a young quarterback, and how, you know, this is a guy who's been through it before. And I thought your question to him was fascinating about changing in midstream or adapting an offense around the skill set of a quarterback slash style, Cordell Stewart style. I'm not saying he did wear number 10. And for the Bears as well, Cordell did, like Mitch did. But bigger picture, I wrote about Lamar Jackson. We talked about it. Cordell, there are examples where you can tailor your game plan more around the skill set of your quarterback more than the Bears are doing.
There isn't anything that the Bears are going through right now that Bill Cowher didn't go through when he was the head coach of the Steelers. And what I mean by that is you always thought of defense first with Bill Cowher's Steelers, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what the Bears' identity is. They are a defensive-oriented team, because that's what you are when you go out and you make a trade. You give away 2 first-round picks and you bring in Khalil Mack and the kind of impact he can have, and all the guys that they've drafted on that side of the ball, and the signings that they've made as well. They are a defensive-oriented team. When the Bears are good, even now, it's because their defense is really good. But when he was in Pittsburgh as the head coach, Cowher also ran the ball. It didn't matter what kind of quarterback he had, whether it was Neil O'Donnell, Cordell Stewart, Roethlisberger, Tommy Maddox, they ran the football. You knew that they were going to run the ball. Even though you knew that they were going to run the ball, they were still able to run it successfully. And after that, he had to adjust based on the quarterback. So he had Neil O'Donnell for a long time, and then Cordell Stewart is forced to play. And Stewart wasn't a conventional quarterback, a lot like Mitchell Trubisky, right? Mitchell Trubisky is a young guy who lacks confidence. That was Ben Roethlisberger as a rookie when they ended up winning the Super Bowl for Cowher. So how do you make it all work? And I think you make it all work by being really good first at being a fundamental football team, defense and a running game. And for the life of me, I don't understand why the Bears have abandoned the run during the 2019
season. It's discipline.
Season.
It's commitment. It, a lot of things. I always thought that the Steelers were everything that the Bears organization wanted to be, but really wasn't. You know, a family ownership, stable coaching transitions, something you could count on every year in terms of an identity, in terms of a style of play. I always felt like that was what the Bears aspired to be, because the championships that the Steelers were winning never came in Chicago. And Bill Cowher represented that guy that you really wanted on the sidelines. He was, you know, he was Pittsburgh Ditka, right? And yep. He was the guy that you really, at one point, was rumored to be coming to the Bears. Or at least that when the job was open.
There have been a lot of false rumors over
the
years.
Okay, a lot of false rumors.
When it comes
Ernie,
to
Ernie, of course,
Bill Cowher.
He didn't like him.
Okay, no, didn't like him. But your point is well taken about this year. And, you know, when you went into this season, I just don't feel like there was that urgency to establish the running game that we saw later was be necessary for a quarterback that's struggling. And now you have that. But now it's too late. The only thing I didn't agree necessarily with, he's going to look at it like from a coaching perspective. It's really hard for me to envision a scenario where the Bears get to the playoffs. It's really hard for me at 3-5 to see them getting out of this hole they dug for themselves, given the schedule.
And furthermore, I think it's hard to win a championship unless you have great play at the quarterback position. Consistently great play. I mean, Green Bay has the best quarterback, pound for pound, that you have in the NFL today. You know, Tom Brady with the championships is great. We know what Drew Brees is with New Orleans. But pound for pound, don't you think Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback?
Yeah, but that's an extreme example.
But that being said, one championship.
True.
So it's not, these are not easy things.
A lot of factors.
No, listen. I know, but what I'm saying is it's not easy to do unless you have a complete football team. And, you know, for many of the years that Rodgers has been in Green Bay, they have not been a complete defensive team. They have not had a good offensive line. They've not been able to run the ball. They're able to do those things now. I think that's one of the reasons that he's a happy camper again. But with the Bears, you have the defense. You have talented running backs. There's a guy on the team you don't use at all as a running back. You use him as a special teamer for whatever reason. You've got the gimmicky guy in Tariq Cohen.
And then
that's what he is.
Yeah,
and then,
I suppose he's been reduced to a gimmicky guy.
No, he's always been a gimmicky guy. The problem
is... He was a pretty effective gimmick last year.
Right, but the thing is...
That's when they were all working.
You know why? Because you could run the ball with Jordan Howard, and you had an offensive play caller who was brand new to the National Football League. So no one knew, first off, Matt Nagy's offense, and no one knew how he would use the personnel within the framework of that offense. Well, they had an entire offseason to study, and life is about making adjustments. And we haven't seen the Bears make the adjustment to the adjustment that the league made to Matt Nagy and the Bears offense.
Yeah, it's been a while since we have seen anybody open the Willy Wonka chocolate factory, right?
But those
or Club Dub for that matter.
Well,
both have been closed for several weeks now. Let's get out to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Frank is in the West Loop. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
You know, a couple comments and, you know, comments that everyone has and opinions on my end. The only thing I've agreed so far is that Aaron Rodgers is the best player in football for my money. And the only thing that running the ball with this team that we have on the field would do is possibly give our poor defense a little more time to relax and rest. Other than that, there is no fixing our situation. This kid is absolutely terrible. Nothing against him personally. I'm sure he's a very nice kid. What whoever saw in him playing at a school that's known for basketball, number one, not football. however many starts he had before he became an NFL player.
No, you're right. You know what? You are absolutely right, because, you know, that Lawrence Taylor that school produced,
Julius
and that
Peppers,
Julius Peppers that school produced. Yeah,
thanks, Frank. Thanks for the phone call. Look, I will agree with you that the Bears run the ball effectively. It will give the defense a little bit of a break. That has not been the case. Defense was too tired against the Eagles to, you know, make a stop when they needed to down the stretch.
And I get what you're saying in terms of Trubisky not being the answer at the quarterback position. I think that's been fairly obvious, and the Bears missed. They missed. Sean Watson's better. Patrick Mahomes is better. There are a lot of other quarterbacks that are better than Mitchell Trubisky. But so they're just supposed to shut the season down? That's it? I mean, these guys are paid to win with the personnel
Nobody
that they have.
Said shut the season down.
No, but that's what that call was about, right?
I wouldn't mind shutting the season down at this point.
But what are you supposed to do?
You are supposed to win a football game.
Exactly.
You are myopic in that the only thing that matters to you, if you're Matt Nagy and the coaches on his staff and the 53 players in the locker room, you are maniacally focused on Sunday. That is all that matters. Your calendar doesn't go beyond Sunday, all right? That's where it stops. The end of the football world is Sunday at 3:30 as far as you're concerned. And, you know, in that context, that's what I'm saying, is that you cannot convince me. I like the kid. I think he's somewhat misunderstood. Trubisky is a likable character to me, a guy. But he doesn't give you the best chance to win Sunday, and a day that the only thing you have to do is win a football game, because you haven't won one since September 29th. That's all I've been saying all week. I understand the ramifications of doing that to his psyche, to his confidence, to his future. But right now, I don't care about his future.
But didn't you hear Bill Cowher say he doesn't even want to entertain thoughts about going to Chase Daniel?
I like Bill Cowher, but I don't agree with everything he said.
But again, what he's saying is this is the world in the National Football League, and he's been there from a coaching standpoint sometimes you're forced to play a quarterback that you might not have 100% faith in, but you have to find a way to win with that quarterback. So to me, when I look at the Bears going forward, I mean, do you really want to see the rest of the season with Chase Daniel as your quarterback?
I didn't say that. I didn't say the rest of the season. Didn't you hear me? My calendar doesn't go beyond Sunday, so I don't know what I'm doing Monday. Monday doesn't exist in my world right now. I know that Sunday does. And so Chase Daniel is just different because Mitch seems so lost to me. When I say that, you know, I would change quarterbacks. It's not like because I think, oh, geez, Chase Daniel, all this curiosity and anticipation, and I wonder what he has to offer. No, it's not nothing to do with his skill set, except for it's change for the sake of change. And you need that right now.
How about getting a GPS to get Mitch right so you can win that one football game you have to win this week?
What makes you think that something is going to be different on Sunday? Yeah, against the Lions because of their bad defense?
I'll tell you what will not change and has to, and that is you can't go 3-and-out again on an opening series without showing something that gets back to what Bill Cowher was talking about.
Okay.
Run the ball, be effective running the ball, and then start to design plays where you use what Trubisky does well. At a minimum, we know he's a tremendous athlete. Mm-hmm. With the ability to use his legs as a runner, as a guy who, because clearly he has difficulty processing what's happening on the field once the ball is snapped when he's a pure pocket passer, right?
Yes.
So how do you buy him more time to be able to survey the field and give him a little bit more confidence?
Well, you cut the field in half. That's why you roll out. You don't roll out necessarily because you like the idea of your quarterback throwing on the run and he's more accurate that way. You do it to reduce the amount of things he has to process. That's what you do with a young quarterback. That's why it matters with him.
Why haven't we seen that?
I don't know. I really don't know. That's the question that I can't answer. That's why when we ask the question, who are you most disappointed in the offensive struggles, Trubisky or Nagy, the answer is both. Because as limited as Mitch has shown himself to be as a quarterback, you have seen some flaws and chinks in the armor of your NFL Coach of the Year. That's a problem. It's all a problem. Those are the words of John Fox, once not so great head coach of the Bears. Now you got me talking. Foxy, you remember Foxy, Zach.
Yeah, that was a forgettable era.
Yeah, we're not really going to get much into
okay.
that.
Okay, all right. We are going to get into a little bit of transition with Dan and Connor next. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Hey, Connor McKnight here from the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Middays, 9 to noon. Up next for the 3-5 Bears, it's the Lions. Oh, it's just the Lions. Well, can the Bears finally stop losing? We're covering it all right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
It's finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/needle. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/needle. That's ZipRecruiter.com/needle. ZipRecruiter.com/needle.
Introducing the Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited 5% back on everything you buy at Walmart online. It's the perfect card for all your family's hints this holiday season. Like 5% back on the air fryer Grandpa told you about when he fell asleep in his chair.
Didn't even fry anything.
Or 5% back on the laptop your sister had carolers sing to you.
Send a laptop for Carrie.
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One N.A.
What actually makes a better toothbrush? Industrial strength power? Claims of miracle trendy ingredients? Multiple modes? If you ask your dentist, they'll tell you it's less about the brush and more about how you use it. Quip was created by dentists and product designers to focus on what actually matters for your oral health. Healthier habits. Quip sensitive vibrations with a built-in timer guides gentle brushing for the dentist recommended 2 minutes, with 30-second pulses ensuring an even clean. Quip automatically delivers brush heads to you every 3 months for clean new bristles right on schedule. The sleek intuitive design is simple to use and comes with a travel cap that doubles as a mirror mount. These thoughtful features make brushing something you actually want to do twice a day. Good habits matter to live a healthy your life. So help form fresh oral health habits with Quip. Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/2019 right now, your first refill is free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/2019. getquip.com/2019.
At Dunkin', the flavors of pumpkin are back in a big way. We're talking pumpkin donuts, pumpkin muffins, pumpkin munchkins donut holes. Oh boy, pumpkin coffee, pumpkin iced coffee, pumpkin frozen coffee, pumpkin lattes, and the exciting new cinnamon sugar pumpkin signature latte, which has got sugar and spice and everything nice. Phew, it's pumpkin flavored everything at Dunkin'. America runs on Dunkin'. Oh, and pumpkin K-Cup pods too. Limited time offer, participation may vary. Keurig K-Cup used under license.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
I took a bit of a risk singing that song, but of course the one place I never take chances is the road, where Progressive Snapshot rewards your safe driving. A good driver plus Snapshot equals big discounts. And speaking of math, 1 + 1 = 2, little too late.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Devil Dog, Squid, Zoomy, Coasty, Grunt. Military veterans have a lot of terms for each other. And now there's a place that reports the news and delivers stories in words vets understand. ConnectingVets.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Smith, two-time Olympic gold medalist and ESPN analyst. Only 41% of women college teams are coached by women, and the numbers are even lower at the youth level. Female coaches made an incredible impact on me. That's why I'm passionate about helping women level the playing field. We Coach is a nonprofit focused on building a community of female coaches of all sports and levels. Through programming, resources, and support, we're helping change the profession. Visit WeCoachSports.org to get involved.
Introducing the Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited 5% back on everything you buy at Walmart online. It's the perfect card for all your family's hints this holiday season. Like 5% back on the air fryer Grandpa told you about when he fell asleep in his chair.
Maybe fry anything.
Or 5% back on the laptop you're